Aircheckdownloads.com.
American Top 40.
These are the 40 top hits in the 50 states. 14 male solo singers in this week's survey. And here's one who hails from the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio. Eric Carmen up four notches to number 28 with Make Me Lose Control.
I run a cold through my head.
At number 28, Eric Carmen with Make Me Lose Control, his 12th top 40 hit. At number 27 is the current solo hit by English star Robert Plant. Last week I mentioned that Robert and Debbie Gibson were among the scores of artists who appeared at the 40th anniversary celebration of Atlantic Records held at Madison Square Garden in New York. And I said Ray Charles was there too. And he wasn't there. Ray Charles, who's made some classic recordings for Atlantic, couldn't make it. But he was an inspiration and hero to many of the singers who were there, including Robert Plant, who now moves up two notches with his solo hit. At number 27, Tall Cool One, Robert Plant.
I'm like a stranger.
Tall Cool One, lighten up, Robert Plant says, lifting his hit up two notches to number 27 from his album Now and Zen. On American Top 40, this is Casey. We're counting down to Britain's number one pinup girl, Samantha Fox, and to a modest history of the pinup. You may not realize it, but the first pinup girl appeared 100 years ago, and she was fully clothed. We'll unveil details in a few minutes.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing across the USA. Like the first hit by those neo-psychedelic pop purveyors from down under, The Church. At number 26, the Australian band from Sydney are singing Under the Milky Way.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty.
The Church, Steve Kilby, Peter Copps, Richard Plug, and Marty Wilson Piper. Their song Under the Milky Way drops from 24 to 26. On American Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to the woman who was named by a London tabloid newspaper the number one pinup girl in Great Britain. She's 22-year-old Samantha Fox, and Sam's carrying on a tradition that started 100 years ago. You see, ever since magazines and newspapers have been in wide circulation, the pinup girl has been popular. But at first, she wasn't a real person. She was just a drawing. Way back in the 1890s, the graphic artist Charles Dana created what most people acknowledge to be the first pinup. She was called the Gibson Girl. She was fully clothed, wore a starched white shirt with a high collar and puffy sleeves. Her long skirt showed just a splash of petticoat at her feet. The Gibson Girl usually held a dainty pastel parasol, and she flashed a flirtatious smile. Later on, when photographs were printed in magazines, pinups became more daring, pictures of real women wearing less and less. And it was during World War II that the expression pinup was first used, because soldiers would pin photos of movie stars to the walls of their barracks. Probably the most famous pinup during the 40s was a shot of movie star Betty Grable in a one-piece bathing suit and high heels. She's got her back to the camera, looking over her shoulder and smiling, showing off her million-dollar legs. Another famous World War II pinup was movie star Rita Hayworth. These days, we don't hear the expression pinup much anymore. In Britain, they call them page three girls because some tabloid newspapers run photos of very scantily clad young women on page three of their papers. And that's how the next singer in our countdown originally became famous in Britain. Here's page three pinup girl Samantha Fox with her second top 40 hit. At number 25, it's called Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
Naughty girls need love.
Naughty girls. Samantha Fox scampered to number three with that hit. Now it's at number 25, down six notches, as the countdown rocks on.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
AirCheckDownloads.com.